All right, Andrew Tate, BBC interview.
You've agreed to do an interview with the BBC today.
Yep.
The material is going to be published on television, on radio, online.
Perfect.
We are doing an interview with you.
My boy, you are not using anybody with that hairline, okay? Everybody knows what's going on up here. Just buzz it, dog. That is... Look at that.
And also because there's a great deal of concern about the thing.
What the f*** is his mic quality? What is happening with his mic? I think this might have been his own fucking camera. Because BBC has a 12-minute one available. Here, I mean, we'll watch that first.
What's been put against me is completely and utterly fabricated. And I'm never going to be found guilty of anything. And it's very difficult for me to answer your in-depth questions because we're sitting here inside of the territory of Romania. I'm beholden to the Romanian legal system. And I'm not going to incriminate myself.
Let me read you then what you have said about what you have done.
Sure.
Damn, she fucking cut his ass.
You have said, my job was to meet a girl, go on a few dates, sleep with her, get her to fall in love with me to the point where she'd do anything I say, and then get her on webcam so we could become rich together.
I don't think that's what I personally said. I think that's
exactly what you said.
Dude, that's a transcript. That's literally a oh my God, that is literally from a video. Oh my God, that's awesome. His defense is what? Like, it was AI? Is that the defense? What are we at right now?
That's, on your website.
No, I've never said that. That's something that you found on the internet. Doesn't mean I've said it.
Dog, that's crazy. That's your counter? I never said that? I never said that? That's insane. Yo, dude, will this work? Honest fan base? Of course it will. What am I saying? Of course it will. They're so fucking stupid. God, they're so stupid. They'll forget that that is literally why they liked him to begin with, because he was saying that shit. And now they'll be like, oh, he never said it.
What is
she talking about? Emotional manipulation into the sex industry for your financial gain.
Absolute garbage.
I'm describing women who are going to court to accuse you of rape and human
Sophie
trafficking.
Hasn't gone to court. Sophie
and
doesn't exist.
I'm describing women who have spoken to the BBC at length.
Sophie doesn't exist.
And other media organisations about what they say is emotional manipulation and coercion. And I'm quoting back to you your own words where you describe.
They're not my words.
Coercion.
They're words.
Whose words are they?
Emotional manipulation.
They're words you found on the internet. And Sophie doesn't exist.
On your
their words you found on the internet. Bro, you have like a mountain of footage on this. Like, you don't, it's not just that you wrote it on your website, but there's also so much footage on this. You think this is gonna stick? Like, what the fuck? That's a crazy, crazy argument, dude. It's like, well, they're words you found on the internet. Nobody knows who might have written them. Yeah, where do we find them on the internet? Oh, that's right, on your website, dog.
Website, move on to the next subject. In your voice.
Move on to the next subject.
No, I think I'll stick on this one for a minute. So there's other places in that same website where you say you get girls to fall in love with you and they do it because they love you, because they want to do what you say. Convincing women to take part in some kind of business arrangement doesn't work.
I think the only way out of this for Andrew Tate is to say that he's an insecure baby. And he actually lied about doing all those things. But because he became such a fucking misogynistic beacon that women came out of the woodwork and said I mistreated them. And actually, it was all a lie because I'm a virgin. I've never been around women. Obviously, that would be a lie. But hey, you know, I don't see any other avenue here. How could I have manipulated women to be my girlfriend when I've never had sex? I was lying. I was lying the whole time.
Your website, your words.
It's not my website.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Check my website. Next.
Bro! Wait, I didn't watch this interview, but I saw people online, Tater Tots, saying that he fucking popped off on this. You have to literally be, like, this isn't even a fucking mental illness. If you think that he looks good in this interview, both physically or, you know, lyrically, he came across as, like, solid here. Well done, Andrew. You defended yourself well. BBC should be ashamed of their deplorable journalism. The fact that Andrew recorded this with his own camera to stop BBC from misreporting him is just genius. No, we're done. We're done. We're done. No, these people have been lobotomized, dude. It's over.
It's the website you've taken down, and I wonder why those comments have been taken down.
No website's been taken down. My website is the same, and it's been the same for a very long time. You are accusing me, I'm guessing, what you're trying to say is you're accusing me, and you're trying to say that I'm guilty of the things I'm accused of, and that I'm emotionally manipulating people.
I'm saying that you...
What? Bro, the Wayback Machine is right there. What do you mean, brother? Does he not know that the Wayback Machine exists? I guess his fans don't know. Like, here... the ColbertTate.com PhD program. We did. We did Wayback Machine it. It's right here. It's literally right here.
Children's
Let's stay on the fucking, you know, mission here.
Organizations in the UK, you've got rape organizations in the UK, you've got the police naming you by name as someone who has a harmful influence on children and on women in the UK and elsewhere because of the things you say, because of the way you present gender relations, the way you say men should treat women.
That's very upsetting. And the reason that's very upsetting is because I know that's not true. I'm genuinely a good person. I believe my impact on the world is positive.
The reason we're asking you about these comments is because we've got the chief executive of Rape Crisis naming you individually as spreading a dangerous ideology of misogynistic rape culture.
Absolute.
It's the comments you make that are leading people to say things like
absolute
this.
Absolute garbage.
National organizations who are saying that are blaming you for increasing levels of misogyny. Schools that are saying they are having increased incidents of girls being attacked, of female teachers being harassed.
If that was
by
true,
pupils,
if
because that-
I'm not going to lie, like I said before, like Andrew Tate didn't invent misogyny, okay? He just used misogyny to launch himself into superstardom. He was trying to be famous for many, many years, and it didn't work out for him. He tried it with the fucking Big Brother angle. That failed. He tried it by, like, posting shit about how, like, if you watch Star Wars, you're gay, and you'll never have a nice car. And then he just blew the fuck up, partially due to a lot of podcasters who found him to be like a fascinating lolcow at first, okay? But because he was like charismatic enough, and he is, he's like, he tried awful music, that failed. But because he was charismatic and funny at times and personable at times, those very same podcasters that were lolcowing him literally turned around and were fascinated by him. And when he got a larger platform, all of a sudden, a lot of dudes who are just terribly insecure and also looking for, like, misogynistic Jesus, elevated him into superstardom.
I'm teaching young men to be disciplined, to be diligent, to listen, to train, to work hard, to be exactly like me. And I'm saying that if men grew up like me, which are hardworking and diligent and emotional control and stoic, we're going to have a better society, not a worse society. To
God
sit here and
damn.
Say that schools in England, which is a failing nation, which has knife crime going through the roof, violence going through the roof, men's mental health going through the roof, and they're going to all blame me because I appeared on the internet
you
1 year.
The fall off is fucking real, dog. That's crazy. Even when he actually ended up getting like resurfaced because of like the criminal trial and whatnot. Holy fuck, dude. He got owned harder than a cryptocurrency, dude. Jesus, Lord mercy.
And then I don't know what
satirical,
you expect me to say to that.
Sarcastic and jokes.
No,
that's how you explain
no,
the comments
that,
you
no,
make.
For you to sit down.
Would you like to apologize for any of them?
For you to sit down and for you to sit down. It's fine. No, it's fine. It's easy. For you to sit down and say that one woman said that her boyfriend watched an Andrew Tate video and now he won't do the dishes.
Schools.
Or whatever your argument is.
Police.
And that I'm somehow the worst, most dangerous man in the world because I have a car. Is just disingenuous. If you actually watch the things I say, if you actually watch my comments about women, I've done long podcasts for hours long about females, talking about protecting for them, providing for them,
females.
How I believe a woman should be treated in a relationship. I've done all of this.
Andrew Tate talking there to Lucy.
Andrew Tate. This is the OG video, uninterrupted by fake-ass BBC.
As I said, I have to be very careful with what I say, but let's put it this way. No women are coming out against me and accusing me of doing it.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. Who?
There's testimony from the current investigation.
The current investigation, which I cannot discuss, which I know intimately and you don't. I can tell you right now that the women who are in this case file, there are two American women who have been caught already admitting they're lying, and then nobody else is accusing me of anything.
To begin with, it's very common in cases like this that the alleged victims do not always see themselves as victims.
Well, that's very interesting. It's actually extremely interesting because if I was a Matrix-controlled
oh my God. Okay, you know what's really funny about this? The unabridged, unedited makes him look worse. I think people literally just want him to, like, come across cool. So the fact that this was, like, the fact that he, like, filmed himself, the fact that this footage exists is enough for people to say, oh, he's so brilliant. This was 5D chess. Because, like, this video quite literally makes him look worse. It makes him look like an even bigger baby. Oh my God.
The reason I'm being attacked is because of my massive influence, not because I've ever hurt anybody. And for you to sit here and say that everybody around you is saying you're innocent, but that doesn't matter because the state will say they're victims and they're just gonna grab everybody you know and call everybody victims even if they say they're not, and try and put you in jail, you are describing a matrix attack. You're not describing human trafficking.
I'm describing women who are going to court to accuse
matrix
you
attack.
Of human trafficking.
We will see what women go. We will see what women go to court at the end of this trial. We'll see which women go.
Can
to
I
court.
Finish, please?
We'll see which women go to court.
That's ominous.
I'm describing women who are going to court to accuse you of rape and human
Sophie
trafficking.
Sophie isn't going to court. Sophie doesn't exist.
I'm describing.
Brother, you cannot be like a fucking 40-year-old man and say the Matrix attack in a serious setting where you're being interviewed by the BBC for your sex trafficking and rape trial that's ongoing in the nation of Romania. Okay? That is not allowed. You cannot do that. You can't say the Matrix attack. You're not like 14 years old and you watched The Matrix for the first time.
Women who have spoken to the BBC at length,
Sophie doesn't exist,
and other media organizations about what they say is emotional manipulation and coercion. And I'm quoting back to you your own words where you describe
they're not my words.
Coercion.
They're words you found. They're words you found on the internet, and Sophie doesn't exist.
On
so let's
me.
Move on to the next subject.
They're words you found on the internet. Of me.
You've got children's organisations in the UK, you've got rape organisations in the UK, you've got the police naming you by name as someone who has a harmful influence on children and on women in the UK and elsewhere because of the things you say, because of the way you present gender relations, the way you say men should treat women.
That's very upsetting. And the reason that's very upsetting is because I know that's not true. I'm genuinely a good person. Legacy Media.
That's awesome. Dude, read the comment section of any video I post. I'm a good person is not exactly a defense that would hold up in court or anywhere for that matter. What kind of fucking take is this? I've never been like, let's go to the comments to see what like the brain trust has to say I've never used that in a positive manner. If anything, you always go to the comment section to see the stupidest fucking takes. And sometimes you get pleasantly surprised when you land on a comment that is actually well thought out. You can't on the one hand be like, you got your information from Reddit. And then on the other hand, point to YouTube comment sections and TikTok comment sections for the beacon of intellect. That's worse than Reddit.
Legacy media as a whole has lost all its credibility in the last 3 to 4 years. Nobody believes it. And it's a shame. It's a massive shame that the BBC come here and try and push and purport this idea that I'm a dangerous person. I'm anti-drugs. I've never pushed drugs or any... I'm anti-drugs, I'm anti-violence. The UK is facing a knife crime epidemic, and they're going to sit here and say that I'm the most dangerous man in the UK.
You have said you're the most dangerous man in the world.
I've said I'm the most dangerous man in the world.
You've also said that a woman's intimate parts belong to her male partner. I'm glad you find that.
Why is he laughing? He did say that. Like, he said that so many times. Wait, why is he laughing? I don't understand. Like, I mean, it's a joke for the most part, but...
I find it funny that you're sitting here saying that I've said I'm the most dangerous man in the world, and you believe that's... When did I say that?
I'm asking if you believe it.
No, you said you're the most dangerous man in the world. Is that some kind of proof that I'm dangerous? Am I Dr. Evil now? I'm telling you that it's very upset that you're going to sit here and that certain organizations in the world are going to try and pretend that I'm the biggest force of evil on earth when I'm genuinely
a
force for
what
good.
You have said.
I'm genuinely a force
Not
for good.
What I've said.
And the reason they're doing this is because of the massive influence I have over the youth, and they don't like that I'm telling the youth to think outside of the matrix and ignore things like the BBC, which come here with loaded questions and false narratives and try and paint innocent people as guilty.
You've said women's intimate parts belong to their male partner.
I said that if a woman marries a man, she takes his last name and traditionally the man gives her away. I've been pushing traditional religious beliefs because I'm a religious man and traditional beliefs in regards to...
Bro, this motherfucker's been a religious man for like the past 2 months. Like, when did he become this religious? He was never a religious man. He just claims it now. Oh God, people are so stupid. I cannot believe how... At this point, it's not necessarily what Andrew Tate is saying that's frustrating to me, okay? It's the fact that people believe this nonsense that's frustrating to me, because that signals like something way more damaging about the state of modern society, the state of men, how they exist in this space, when like so many fucking dumb motherfuckers are out here and they're like, yeah, no, on God, for real, this guy's spitting, like he's the king, he's the goat. That makes me sad, man. It's like when I get mad at dummies in the chat who are so asinine and come in and clearly don't know what the fuck they're talking about, but then they say the dumbest shit possible and it fucks me up because I'm like, it's not your bigotry that is frustrating, right? What's frustrating to me is that you think you're right and there are other people who support that. And I just, it makes me sad to see that we live in a world like that. It just is just another somber reminder that there are so many people. Here's another instance of Andrew Tate talking about how he believes women are
property. About a woman being a man's property. I was talking about the idea of biblical marriage at the time, Christian marriage. The father walks the bride down the aisle, gives her to the groom. She takes his last name, and he is now responsible for protecting and providing for her till death do them part. She joins his family. She belongs to him. Oh, no, so you're saying she's property? I'm saying she belongs to him. I never even said the word property.
Dude, this is such a pussy-ass way to try and defend it. Brother, you were talking about OnlyFans. You literally said, when a woman does OnlyFans, she's her man's property and needs to give him money, like, multiple times. I've heard it with my own ears, okay?
And just take small excerpts out of context, I could make you look like a misogynist. I guarantee it. In fact, I might actually do that. And then you're going to sit here and say, oh shit, I'm a misogynist, because my clips have been taken out of context. If you refuse to watch anything at length and understand it, then that's what's going to happen.
The National Police Chief's Lead for Violence Against Women, the NSPCC, Rape Crisis, Safer Schools, they are all naming you as being behind an epidemic of misogyny, even amongst primary school.
The idea that I made primary school children misogynistic because I own a nice car. Is that your argument?
It's the misogyny that comes along with it.
Oh, owning a nice car is misogynist.
No, it's the misogyny that comes along with it.
How does misogyny come along with
it? This is the only part where I like don't understand what point she's trying to make. Like owning a nice car or whatever the fuck. Like, I guess she's trying to present it as like you have presented yourself as a beacon of like male prosperity, as someone people aspire to be, and what you're doing in that regard with all of the machismo that comes along with it, what you're doing is you're also promoting a very misogynistic attitude towards women, like in dealing with women.
I've talked about how I've stood up and faced a knife to protect a woman,
and in return you want authority over her in the way you have over a child or a dog.
Absolutely not. I've said that women should be protected and provided for.
And in return, you want authority over her, because if you have responsibility for someone, like a child or a dog, you say, you have authority over them.
If you want to go down this argument, we'll go down this nuanced argument. I said that if I have responsibility for her safety, I should have a degree of authority over her safety. Meaning, and let me explain my point. If I'm the one who has to fight and die to protect her, I'm the one who decides how we walk home. I'm the one who decides the route we take. Because it's unfair for her to say, I want to walk through the most dangerous neighborhood in the world, but you have to face the knives. That's what I've said. And then you're going to sit here and pretend that I'm trying to treat women like dogs, which is garbage. Every single man in the world who loves this woman understands that he has to protect her. And every single woman in the world likes the idea of a man who would protect her. If you were to say to most women home right now, do you want your husband to protect you in a violent attack? They'd say, yeah, of course. Nothing I've said is misogynistic.
If you said to most women, would you want to lose...
He's trying to ship of Theseus's way out of this argument. That's his counter. Is like, his counter is not necessarily the actual bulk of the argument or what she's presenting, but instead, you brought up knives. I hate knife crime. It's like, dude, that's not what she's saying. Oh, you brought up a car. Well, oh, I have a car. Does that mean I'm a misogynist because I have a nice car? It's like, you're not doing anything. You're not listening to what she's saying, or you're fucking floundering around like a little baby because you don't have any fucking counter.
If a man broke into your house, wouldn't you want your husband to protect you?
There's a difference between conservative values and emotional control, coercive control.
We're talking about protection now, and I'm saying if someone broke into your house, would you?
I love this argument. It's like, okay, what if it's a bigger man than you and you die? What if the man has a gun and you can't reach your gun? I hate this hypothetical argument so much. If the only use you have is some like hypothetical situation where you're actually going to like physically engage in combat, then what good are you? The entire purpose and the entire basis for why we as humans decided to live near bodies of water and create what we know as a society is so that we can relegate a lot of this responsibility and have a comfortable layer of security when we live with one another. The notion that we are cavemen and that we need to brave the elements is a silly one. You do not live in a cave. You live in a compound in Romania, surrounded by security guards, as a matter of fact. If you are such a big, burly alpha dog man, you would have no security guards. You would have no need for cameras. You would just be handling motherfuckers with your own bare hands. Okay? It's so it's so stupid when dudes go, what if a fucking rapist broke into your house and was about to like physically rape you, and he was like perfectly large enough to rape you, but also small enough and I guess blind enough to not see me coming from behind, so I could execute him John Wick style. I'm like, oh wow, that's a wonderful fantasy that you have in your head, but that is not how people make decisions in their real lives, okay? And that is certainly not a justification for misogyny or operating on this basis. How many fucking dudes are actually in a situation where they're physically protecting their significant other on a day-to-day basis? It doesn't happen. And even if it did happen, it's up to the fucking, it's completely up to circumstances in that regard. If the person has a gun, you're screwed. What are you going to do?
You come here with loaded questions. You come here with things taken out of context. You come here with things that you don't understand are satirical. And then you're going to also sit and say that one woman said that her boyfriend changed when he watched one of your videos. And then I don't know what
satirical,
you expect me to say to that.
That's sarcastic and jokes. No, that's how you explain
no,
the comments that, you
no,
make.
For you to sit down.
Would you like to apologize for any of that?
For you to sit down and... For you to sit down, it's fine. No, it's fine. It's easy. For you to sit down.
Yeah, dude, that part is like, this is so funny. Look.
I apologize for any of that.
For you to sit down. For you to sit down. It's fine. No, it's fine. It's easy. For you to.
It's fine. It's fine. It's easy. Yeah, dude, that's great, man. You're killing it. You're really holding it together real well in this extended cut. If anything, the BBC did him a fucking favor by not airing the entire interview. And this dumbass still posted it. And yet, for some weird reason, his audience still thinks, just by the sheer virtue that this extended cut exists, it must imply that he did a better job in the extended cut. Dude, he's pitter-pattering.
Thanks, Lucy. It was enjoyable. Nice to meet you.
He really thinks he owned her. I think he's, like, dumb enough to think he owned her here.
Very nice to meet you, Lucy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very nice to meet you. Okay. Goodbye. The very polite staff.